Well, with the weather warming up, what does that mean? Yay, it means lots of barbecues, beaches, Christmas decorations in the shops very shortly. But we're not talking about that. We are talking about those slithery friends in the garden and sometimes in the house. Dan Rumsey from the Sunshine Coast and Morton's Snake Catchers 24/7 is here to talk to us about what we should know about them. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Now, Dan, you guys must come across, well, for the rest of us anyway, some pretty scary situations. How many different kinds of venomous snakes are in the Moreton Bay area and the Sunshine Coast?
Yeah, so there's probably just over 20 snake species, and I guess only a small percentage of that really is considered dangerously venomous, but the eastern brown snake's the second most toxic land snake on the planet, so, and that's probably one that's fairly commonly encountered. It is also the same snake that accounts for the most amount of snake bites and deaths recorded in Australia. Some other species would be snakes like potentially tiger snakes or red-bellied black snakes, death adders, etc.
Now, I think, Dan, you've had quite a few call-outs just last week.
Yeah, with that increase in temperature, it almost felt like summer, really. The snakes were out and about. We were attending around 40 calls a day there, so it was incredibly busy, some very, very long days. Not all of those were venomous snakes. You know, we had some snake species that were harmless that were inside the home that we had to relocate as well. But yes, it was a very intense start to what is the end of winter, start of spring.
And so this is the time for them to be getting around fairly extensively.
Yeah, definitely. And as the weather warms up, obviously snake activity starts to increase, reptile activity starts to increase in general. And it's the time of the year when I guess a lot of stuff goes out the window because it's breeding time. So males are out and about looking for females and vice versa. And obviously it's just the start of the reproductive cycle, which is incredibly important for the next generation of our reptile friends.
Of course. Yeah, well, is there any way, Dan, of distinguishing between venomous and non-venomous snakes?
No, and some can look so similar that even the differences are so hard to, I guess, to the untrained eye. You should always assume that every snake potentially is venomous and just treat it as though it should be left alone. Some snake species can look so similar. Like the best example I can think of would be a keelback or freshwater snake. They're a completely harmless snake to humans. They're a snake species that primarily feeds on frogs. Whilst they are harmless, there is a highly venomous species known as a rough-scaled snake that looks incredibly similar to the untrained eye. So the making the mistake between the two could potentially be fatal. So I think it's always best to assume that they're venomous and just give them plenty of space. Like any all native wildlife, you should just let them do their thing, leave them alone, and they'll be glad you did so. Because at the end of the day, snakes, they don't see us as a food source. Well, there's only a couple of snakes found around the world that could naturally eat a human, and they're not found here in Australia. I'm talking about some of the larger python species or anaconda species, but here in Australia, like, a brown snake doesn't look at a human as food. It wants to eat a rat or a mouse, and that's really it. So they just want to avoid us at all costs. We're much too big for them to take on, so if they can be left alone, that's what they want.
Dan, I think that takes us into the little bit about snake safety and awareness, doesn't it? So just giving them the respect and the wide berth as possible, hey?
Yeah, I think the most important thing to remember is we live in Australia, so your chance of being killed by a snake is incredibly small, and the best way to reduce those things is don't try to catch or kill the snake, because that does take up a huge majority of bites that are recorded each year. But also, too, in the unfortunate case where if you are bitten, just know the first aid. Very, very simple. You want to stay nice and still, immobilize the limb that's been bitten, use a pressure bandage on the bite site and on the limb that's been bitten, and seek immediate medical treatment. Attention. If you do those few things, you'll be okay. So it really is that simple. It's not like in India where, 10,000 people are killed by snake every year. In Australia, you're talking about one or two people. Now, I know it's still sad for those individuals, obviously, and the families, but we could almost get that number down to zero, because a lot of the bites and deaths that have happened, say, in the last 10 years, if you look through them, there is kind of a little bit of mismanagement of bite from a first aid procedure and maybe not understanding how quick you need to act, obviously, to get to hospital. So I think we could have really snake bite deaths at zero in Australia, to be fair.
Dan, this is incredibly interesting, and I'm sure our listeners want to hear more. Can you stay with me for a moment? We'll just pull up for a quick song break and come back to you. Yep.
Yeah, that's lovely. Sounds good.
Thank you.